PopDefendRadio.blogspot.com Subversive music for dangerous times.
The Federal Communications Commission has voted for the first time to pass landmark net neutrality rules that aim to protect a free and open internet. It prohibits internet providers from charging for better, faster service. The chair of the commission, Julius Genachowski, called the rules a powerful tool to protect consumers and the internet. But the rules, in part, create a different system for wired internet, such as your home PC, and for wireless internet, such as mobile phones and devices, which is where all technology is moving. The vote came down along party lines. Despite the compromise measure, two Republicans, including Robert McDowell, say the rules are unnecessary and premature.
My dissent this morning is based on four primary concerns. First, nothing is broken in the internet access market that needs fixing. Second, the FCC does not have the legal authority to issue these rules. Third, the proposed rules are likely to cause irreparable harm. And fourth, existing law and internet governance structures provide ample consumer protection in the event of a systemic market failure.
The Democrats stood together to pass the rules, even though Democratic Commissioner Michael Copps was disappointed with the final rule.
So in my book, today's action could and should have gone further. Going as far as I would have liked was not, however, in the cards. The simpler and easier course for me at that point would have been dissent, and I considered that very, very seriously. But it became ever more clear to me that without some action today, the wheels of network neutrality would grind to a screeching halt for at least the next 2 years.
Well, today the FCC, I think, unfortunately, they really squandered an opportunity. They voted out rules today that really aren't real net neutrality, sort of a half measure that unfortunately will leave millions and millions of Americans unprotected because these rules fail to protect those wireless connections, like their mobile phones connect to the internet. They're riddled with loopholes, and they rest, unfortunately, on a shaky legal foundation that I think puts even watered-down rules in danger of being overturned in the courts. It will give the ability of internet service providers in a wireless space, so a mobile phone company like AT&T or Verizon, to pick and choose which sites and services are going to work. And they can do this, you know, potentially to undercut competition. So they develop a new video app. They want to speed that one up and maybe slow Netflix down. Or perhaps you come to them and say, hey, I have this great new idea. It's a little bandwidth intensive, but people are going to really love it. And they say, well, we're not so sure. We're going to block that. And meanwhile, spend time developing their own application that does the same thing. These kinds of abuses would be out there. And what it's going to mean for consumers in the end is fewer choices and an inability to access the websites and services they want that they choose to go to when they go online, and give these phone companies a lot of power to favor their own products, their own services, even if those aren't the best services or the ones you actually want, over the competition. And that's the real danger here, is it changes the fundamental way that the internet has always worked.
So come and say, hey, this place is heaven. I put on lipstick, the price is
dialed. Music for free on the internet. Really?
Woo!
You got a computer?
Right, I'm logging onto the computer now, and the computer is just booting up.
See, everyone on the internet copies music from their CDs, and then we can download them for free and play them on the computer.
In a few minutes, it'll eventually connect to the internet. I've got broadband connection, so it's really fast.
Ooh, I go online with them any day.
Can you do that?
All right, cool. Let's download some Metallica and some Stevie Wonder. Kenny's right. We should download some Judas Priest, too. Judas Priest.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Wow, downloading music for free is awesome.
Previously loaded a file from the internet which has some music on it, and I'm going to actually record that onto the CD.
You don't know what it's like. It's technically simple, but downloading tracks that are protected by copyright is considered theft.
What the hell is that? I don't know. Let me check it.
Freeze, FBI! Down on the ground! Down on the ground! Freeze, Chris!
We know that millions of people simultaneously are sharing billions of unauthorized files. Downloading.
The music may stop for illegal downloaders if the government gets its way. The plan requires internet providers to cut internet access to those who do not pay for downloads of music and film. Violators would be subject to a 3-strikes-and-you're-out policy. They would receive an emailed warning first, then a suspension, and finally termination of their internet contract. However, ISPs believe they bear no liability. In a statement, they said,
"Internet providers are no more able to inspect and filter every packet passing across their network than the post office is able to open every envelope."
The BPI, who represents the UK record industry, is pleased with the government initiative. But can illegal downloading really be stopped?
Stop all the downloading!
I don't think it will make a difference anytime soon because the downloads are still free.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
But isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
We don't mind when our fans pay money to wear our promotional t-shirts. And it's fine when they pay $40 to come to one of our concerts. But when our fans think they can listen to our music for free, they've just crossed the line.
Downloading.
It's always more fun to share with everyone. If you have to give one to your friend. If you have three, give one to your friend and me. It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Oh yes, that's what we do here at Free Radio Santa Cruz. FreakRadio.org, 101FM, FreakRadio.org, 101FM, pirating the airwaves, taking back the airwaves since 1995. They call us pirates. They call people that get stuff off the internet for free pirates. So join the club, folks. We like to share our content, our music, our interviews, all sorts of different things. And one of the ways I can do this show here is to get stuff off the internet, because I sure as hell can't afford to go pay, you know, $20 for a CD down at the local, you know, corporate or even the local music store. I can't afford it. I just can't afford it in these times, and I know a lot of y'all can't. So here's some ways you can do that for free. Here, I'll give you a little idea of what I'm talking about. All the music that I play on the show, I get off for free, whole full albums of stuff. We just heard Oingo Boingo with Grey Matter, also Who Do You Want to Be, and what was the other track we heard? What You See Is What You Get. So, I got that all off of this site called FilesTube.com. Now, the ICE, which is the part of the government's, what is it, the customs and stuff. They've been going around shutting down sites like Ninja Video, which provided free TV for people to watch, streaming live, you know, DivX video, with all the commercials cut out of the TV shows. We'll get into that later, but right now we're going to get into some music. There's a site called FilesTube.com that I've been using a lot. And just to give you an idea, it's FilesTube.com. You go there, it's a search, says download everything at FilesTube.com. And there, every application, every video you could think of, or MP3 audio applications, text, whatever people put up there on the internet, a lot of it shows up here on this site, the search engine. So say I want to, you know, I've been getting into this 80s theme lately. Let's see, say I want to find Lovin' Rockets. Let's see, Love, L-O-V-E, and R-O-C-K-E-T-S, Lovin' Rockets. Play some Lovin' Rockets here on the show. Let's see what we can do here. We'll play the Sharon song again. Doo-doo. And then what's the song I like? No Big Deal. No Big Deal. Click. Let's go there. Now we got, I got three different places from Mediafire.com, which is a great site. You could upload content yourself for free. You could register and make your own little folder, and you can link it to your blog or your file, you know, whatever, your Facebook, MySpace, whatever. No Big Deal by, this is at Mediafire.com, so let's click on that. Do, 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 do. Takes you to where it is. You can go to the source and see if it's a blog or where it's coming from. I also recommend that you get a good virus protection on your computer. You got to be very careful and check those files. So here we go. We're going to download it at Mediafire.com, which is a great site. And let's see. Because right now, the telecoms, huge corporations, I don't know if you listen to Democracy Now! Earlier, she did a really good interview about what's going on today. There's some big decision from AT&T and all the telecom companies that want to control what you do on the internet, at least make you pay more than you're already paying. But why should we do that? We need to take it back. So right now, they're working on wireless services to pay more for that. I don't know so much about the hardwired stuff, but we'll find out how that goes. I'm sure once you let the vampire in, they don't go away unless you stab them in the heart. So let's do that. Okay. Where's Lovin' Rockets? Oh, there it is. See, it comes up like a little YouTube thing. You could play it like that, or you could download it. And, let's see, put the file into one of my media players here, this one being Winamp, which is another free service. You can go to winamp.com and get a free media player there. And since this didn't take so long, I'd say it's not much of a big deal to download for free. Lovin' Rockets, No Big Deal. Stay tuned. Freak Radio, get it for free on Free Radio. Freak Radio, Pop Defect Radio.
You set me up again. You make me lose my friends. I just don't know what I'm gonna do with you. Your feet are still on the ground. You put me down. I just don't know what I'm gonna do with you. I
Record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung happy birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, happy birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either.
How about trying this future on for size?
Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
Radio Santa Cruz, where you always get too much information. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Unlicensed pirate radio since 1995. My name's Skidmark Bob. You're listening to Pop Defect Radio. Playing a bunch of 80s stuff there at Police, of course. Too much information. We also heard When the World is Running Down, You Make Best of What's Still Around. And that's what we're kind of doing right now with the internet going the way of the TV and all the other wonderful things that once were free. Of course, it isn't free. You have to pay for your internet service, your DSL line, among other things, other applications. But you can get stuff for free out there, including music, which is all this music I got for free off the internet. As I said, that site FilesTube, you could start off there. There's also tons and tons of music blogs out there via blogspot.com that have tons and tons of links to downloads. And a lot of these sites like Mediafire and Mega Upload and Rapid Share, you can download stuff for free. And, of course, you could pay and download stuff faster and not have to wait the whatever 60 seconds until the download thing pops up. But you could still download it for free. As I was out there searching for old 80s stuff, I did a little search for U2. And I found out that they released a bunch of, you know, deluxe editions of their old stuff, which included remixes and old singles that never saw the light of, you know, actual release. So a lot of them were re-released or remastered, this kind of thing. And I found that via that FilesTube site as well. This is off of 1983 U2's War release, a 2-CD deluxe edition of War, all in 320 kilobit MP3, including the bonus, with it's got the remix versions of all their hits from back in the day, which pretty much everything after 85, I didn't listen too much of with U2. Everything before that was great. I love their old stuff. And this is a remix version of New Year's Day, since we got New Year's coming up. It is the holidays. Going out to everybody out there. Got for free out there. You could probably find it on FilesTube. Just search for New Year's Day USA remix. Should be real easy to find. And here it is for you, the listener. Stay tuned, Pop Defect Radio. Get it for free online while it lasts. FilesTube.com. We'll get into torrents and lots of other stuff later. Videos, movies. Download them for free. Stay tuned. Happy New Year. Happy 2011. Keep it locked. Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome.
In the olden days, a pirate looked like this, and he stole treasure, jewelry, gold, and silver. But nowadays, a pirate doesn't need a black eye patch, a sword, or even a wooden leg. All you need is a floppy disk and maybe a little ingenuity. Coming up, we'll take a look at piracy.
In recent years, industry consolidation combined with the unbridled advance of the internet has created
biological and nuclear weapons.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net. This illegal file sharing and ripping of music is pervasive, out of control, and it's oh so criminal. And it's oh so criminal.
We're determined to destabilize entire nations and regions. We're seeking chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, and fight until we're rid of every nation and eventually civilization itself.
The RIAA estimates, now listen to this, that an astonishing 3.6 billion songs are illegally downloaded every month. And it's oh so criminal. And it's oh so criminal.
And we can make people do things.
It is such a disgrace to anyone who loves not only the book, but the original British version.
Embrace this life or death issue and support our artistic community by only downloading your music from legal websites. Thanks.
These modern-day equivalents of the early 20th century radio or 19th century railroads are using their power to get the law to protect them against this new, more efficient, more vibrant technology for building culture. They are succeeding in their plan to remake the internet before the internet remakes them.
In fact, CD sales in the US alone are estimated to have fallen by 30% since 2000. Having tried and failed over a number of years to stop illicit copying, the recording industry took the unprecedented step this month of suing more than 200 individuals in the United States, including a 12-year-old girl. Jay Berman believes such tactics are right.
Would the store, whether it's Virgin Megastore or Tower, think that the person who stuffed his overcoat with 20 CDs and walked out without paying was his consumer? I doubt it.
Kenny says you can download music for free on the internet. Really? Woo! You got a computer?
Record companies, listen to this song. Humans sitting on their asses, getting rich.
Battles over copyright and the internet seem remote to most. To the few who follow them, they seem mainly about a much simpler brace of questions: whether piracy will be permitted, and whether property will be protected.
I doubt that any other legitimate retail establishment in the world would think of that person as its consumer.
But the industry's aggressive gesture hasn't gone down well with music fans. This student at the University of California believes the price of compact discs is artificially inflated in the first place and puts his favorite groups beyond the reach of his pockets.
I would probably buy CDs if there was like $5, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, for the record companies to make these CDs, they mass produce them, it can't cost them more than like 20 cents a CD. They're selling for $20, you know? It's kind of like a slap in the face, you know what I'm saying?
I think the CD was hugely important, but I think that we really haven't felt the full impact of what it represents, which is that it represents this transition into digitization. It represents this transition where music becomes ones and zeros. It's the first step in that direction. And, you know, I think that it's absolutely correct to say that the portability and the flexibility that the CD offered music listeners, that's the key thing. Because if we look at what's popular right now in terms of digital music, what a lot of kids are doing and a lot of adults as well, and files, downloading those, the key attraction to those, yeah, you know, a lot of people in the music industry say that it's because they're free and you can get them through these peer-to-peer file trading networks online. That's part of the attraction, but I think a big part of the attraction to the people who I've spoken to over the past few years as I've reported on these issues is the fact that they can move them around, the fact that they can take them anywhere, and MP3 files sometimes don't even sound as good as cassettes did.
Uh-huh. It seems kind of bizarre to me, actually. I think it's very strange for a company that an organization that represents such a schmoozy business to be kind of running for Grinch the way the RIA has been for the past 5 years or so.
But it says, the industry says, and individual companies that are members of the RIAA say that people have been getting for free what they're trying to sell in stores, and their options on how to stop it are pretty limited. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, people hear the radio for free as well.
So it is that flexibility that the digital medium offers us, the fact that now we can burn CDs of our favorite songs at home. I mean, you could never cut an LP at home.
You're tuned in tonight because you're passionate about the music. You're fans of piracy on the net.
Just because we play what the people want.
Crosby on the net. Just because we play what the people want. Tonight on the television set, a lot of you have seen glimpses of kids backstage working on computers throughout the evening and are probably wondering what they're doing. Well, we asked three college-age students to spend 2 days with us and download as many music files as possible from easily accessible websites. Please say hello to
the Pirates
of the Internet. Hey, gang. In a couple of days, they've downloaded nearly 6,000 songs.
It's how you look at Buccaneers that makes them bad or good. And I see us as members of a noble brotherhood.
Hup! Hey, ho, ho.
Oh, I love it. Tis poetry in motion.
And before we lose our tempers, we will always count to ten.
On occasion, there may be someone you have to execute.
But when you're a professional pirate,
you don't have to wear a suit.
In recent years, industry consolidation has created a disturbing disconnect in our relationship. This illegal industry consolidation is pervasive, out of control, and it's oh so criminal. And trends say that it's going to promise to get much, much worse. Many of the nominees here tonight, especially the new and less established artists, are in immediate danger of being marginalized out of our business. Industry consolidation is stealing their livelihood one digital file at a time, leaving their musical dreams haplessly snared in this worldwide web of theft and indifference.
Passing laws, they're planning legislation, trying their best to keep the music
No.
Passing laws, they're planning legislation, trying their best to keep the music
Piracy on the net.
We are the pirates
of the internet. Ooh, I go online with them any day.
We are the pirates. We are the pirates
of the internet. No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal industry consolidation is the RIAA. Songwriters, singers, musicians, labels, publishers, the entire music food chain is at serious risk. This problem's not going to be solved in short order. It's going to require education, leadership from Washington, and true diligence to help our fans, that would be you, to embrace this life or death issue and support our artistic community by only downloading your music from
the pirates
of the internet. Of the internet.
We are the pirates
of the internet. Hey, gang.
Well, you don't like plundering, eh? Shiver me timbers.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet.
We are the pirates. 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 We are the pirates.
Life for me.
People can be sued for that.
Now music has become digital information. It's so easy to copy and share that even children and grandmothers can do it. Musicians can become world famous overnight, and to welcome this new era, record companies are suing children and grandmothers. Sorry, Granny, but nobody rips off our artists but us. Downloading.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
I've never even smoked a cigarette.
I volunteer weekly at the children's shelter.
Boys and Girls Club. I carpool to work every single day.
I'm always the designated driver.
I would almost consider myself perfect.
Almost.
Except for one thing. I download music. Illegally. Illegally.
Illegally.
Ace of Base.
New Kids on the Block.
CNC Music Factory.
Boy George.
Joey Lawrence. I'm not perfect.
No. Not by a long shot.
I'm a horrible person.
Terrible.
I don't deserve to live.
I should be shot in the kneecap.
I should jump off a house.
And land on a bicycle.
With no seat.
I'm sorry.
Illegal downloading. It's against the law, just like murder.
Ever since Napster, the music industry has been trying to kill file sharing, right? You know, Napster was this huge global party of, you know, everybody suddenly had access to the largest music library in the world. And what'd they do? Well, they went after Napster and they shut it down.
Napster, Aimster, Audio Galaxy, Grokster, iMesh, you know, Kazaa, all of these companies were sued. And in the end, essentially, the entertainment industry succeeded in driving that technology out of the mainstream commercial field. The industry's turned to suing individuals, hundreds of individuals, ultimately thousands, now tens of thousands of individuals, for downloading music without permission. Share with everyone.
If you have to, give one to your friend. If you have three, give one to your friend and me.
The recording industry took the unprecedented step of suing more than 200 individuals in the United States, including a 12-year-old girl. Jay Berman believes such tactics are right.
Would the store, whether it's Virgin Megastore or Tower, think that the person who stuffed his overcoat with 20 CDs and walked out without paying was his consumer? I doubt it.
If you're talking about a college kid sharing some bit of information, whether it's a movie or a song that he hasn't paid for but is not trying to make any money from, I don't think that's theft. I mean, theft is what happens when you take something from somebody and they don't have it anymore. That's theft. If I write a song and you purloin it somehow, I still have it. And the fact that both of us have it does not necessarily mean that it's less valuable. In fact, if I'm the only person who has that song, it is utterly valueless.
If you're talking about the distribution of cultural material, of music and cinema, well, there is a long history of whatever the incumbent industry happens to be, resisting whatever new technology provides.
I'm a pirate. I'm proud because I get my music.
Music Independence Liberation Front will continue its mission to selflessly share its files and information with all like-minded parties until we are stopped by the infidels who still think I'm going to drop $20 on a CD.
Happy hunting, file sharers, and viva la revolution.
Just a few clicks, free of charge from the internet.
If you have one, here is something you can.
Of charge from the internet.
You can still share just by taking turns.
Just a few clicks, free of charge from the internet.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Wow, downloading music for free is awesome.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Then we might as well copy all music, all books, all software, and just give it to everybody, because after all, they'll have it and you have it, and you'll never have to pay for it.